And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the Control Freaks. Karma. You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There was a Control Freaks from their latest album, which I think this came via Slovenly Records. I'm not absolutely sure now. Fantastic album. We played a few tracks of it so far. They've got a Facebook page, Tony. What is the... I'm sorry, I need to say this is one of those where they are the Control Freaks or they are Control Freaks, depending on which link you look at. So you got a 50-50 kind of here. I'll even give you the additional clue that they are from San Francisco. What is the Control Freaks or Control Freaks Facebook page?
facebook.com/Control Freaks SF.
It is. Well done, Tony. I think they are the Control Freaks, but the Facebook page is Control Freaks SF.
Excellent.
Meaning San Francisco. So well done, Tony won. Poorly being the internet nil. I would like it very much if you won this week, Tony. I thought you were very unlucky last week.
It was close. It was a close one.
It was all to do with me fluking the PAM website.
Yeah, you pulled that one.
That was the difference. It was the difference. Yeah. Managed to get your one wrong. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Also last week, I did notice, Tony, that every band on the show hails from within about a 50-mile radius of where we record.
Ah.
Whereas this week, couldn't be further from the truth. Starting off in San Francisco, we're just going to keep going, Tony.
Excellent.
We have got a couple of bands from London, but you know what? Most of it's from elsewhere. This is a proper full-on... This is a proper Punky Radio show this week. I know I say that often, but this week I'm looking down the tracks we've got, and it's all of a shant.
Excellent. We do love that.
I haven't got a joke or a poem again. There's a reason for that. I will explain why. I probably have had information, but I haven't been able to see it. So if you've got a joke or a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, comedy subbers, it's a joke, and poetry corner, if it's a poem, I will have some next week, but we'll explain more about that later on.
Yep.
Have you got anything you want to say in this bit?
Not really.
Right, in that case, I'm just going to crack on.
Okay.
So the second band this week, Tony, a band we've played many, many times before, a band that come in and out of my consciousness. I talk, of course, of King Salami and the Cumberland Three, arguably the best punk rock blues band outfit ever of all time ever, and you've got to catch them live. They're amazing, and they've got not a new album out, but their latest album that we've been basically we've just been taking and taking from it, and we're taking another track from it this week, Tony. What is King Salami and the Cumberland Three's Facebook page?
facebook.com/King Salami and the Cumberland Three.
It is, and it's the and the numeric three. We don't do those ampersand things, do we?
We do.
I can barely say it. Tony 2, Paulie the Internet Neil. This is very exciting. I love this. I love King Salami. I love everything about them. I want to be them. This is Busybody.
I got a brand new dance to do that you want out to stray. And put your hand on the leg, and then you keep a steady pace. And then you busy body, baby, 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 baby. Come on, step and play. You got it. This is about a hey! Hey, 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 baby, you got to be a star. When you see a stumble, baby, and wondering too, I'm gonna busy body, baby. They like it hit on my shoes. And put your hand in the air, and then you shook him here and there. And then you busy body, baby, 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 baby. Don't really understand. Hey, you got it. Oh, baby, now. Hey, you got it. Busy body, one more time. Busy body, one more time. Busy body, one more time. I say, busy body, one last time.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was King Salami and the Cumberland Three and Busybody. You've just got to check them out in some capacity. They're absolutely brilliant. Tony,
mm-hmm.
You got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I have a couple of things to say just before you get going here.
Sure.
First of all, hello to our Graham,
mm-hmm.
who is the reason that I stopped killing animals at the start of this.
Yeah, okay.
And also, we should point out that these, you actually wanted to read these ones out last week, but I wanted you to read some other ones out. So my apologies if any of these are a little bit tardy in being read out. It's my fault, not yours.
That's okay. Right, yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkerradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. We do like to hear from you. Yeah, these are, say, as Paul said, a couple of weeks old. but we've had some birthday messages from birthday show, which was a couple of weeks ago.
It was, and thank you so much for the messages in advance.
Yes. Fatboy's been in touch.
Who has?
Fatboy.
Fatboy, hello, Fatboy.
Fat boy, who is he?
I miss him. I miss his caustic cuddliness.
He says, happy birthday. And yes, I'm still listening. Despite your best efforts, I haven't missed the show yet. May fast forward the occasional goth classic, though. Cheers, Fatboy. Good to know you're still listening.
I'm not necessarily apologising to him, but I am aware that every time we play anything remotely dark, I'm just waiting for Fat Boy to hit fast forward.
Yeah. But he's still listening, so good for that.
Yeah, nice one, man.
Seth Catmilk's been in touch.
Seth, I love to hear from.
A very happy birthday to you both. I've missed a few months' shows, but we'll catch up soon. I lift a glass and toast an awesome show. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much, Mr. Catmilker.
The thing is, no one's under any pressure to listen every week, but we do go a lot of trouble to make it every week, and if you don't, you're a fucker.
Yeah, pretty much.
My language, Tony. That's 2 weeks in a row I've been swearing.
But, you know, apart from that, thanks for listening and any comment. But it wouldn't hurt you. I know some shows go slightly over the hour, but that's all right.
It's still only about an hour, isn't it?
It's about an hour.
Yeah.
And finally, Joseph Sir Borg's been in touch.
Hello. Do you know what? I love Joe.
Yes.
I love Joe. Yeah. This is wonderful.
And he says, happy 12th. And thanks for the scanner play and kind words. Great show, as always. Thank you very much, Joe.
Always a pleasure to play a scanner track. And I'm so glad that they bring stuff out and send it to us.
Exactly. That's it. That's all I've got.
In that case, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook,
tra la 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 la. I'll never
tire
of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Two songs in a row, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band called Screamers and Sinners that we'll talk about after this. But first up, a band called Pistolhead, who I saw, well, I met them. I didn't see them perform. They were on before I got there, but I met them at the Sumac Centre, at the Punks for the Homeless gig that I went to a fortnight ago, and had a chat with them outside. Lovely fellas, great band, and they said, look, can we give you a CD? I went, yeah, sure. They gave me a CD because I didn't really want to take it, but I sort of went, oh yeah, fine, and because I don't like taking merch off people. And then I got it home, it will work. No. So I had to email them and say, look, can you email me some MP3s? And they did. So we managed to get them for them for this week. They've got a Reverb Nation page, Tony. What is it?
ReverbNation.com/Pistolhead.
It is indeed. Is that Tony 3, Paulie B Internet Nil?
I think it is, you know.
Good Lord. This is Strawberry Hill.
Strawberry Hill.
Jones.
Inyección, Walter Adam, locura total. No lo dudes, nunca más, desmádate, chaval. No agobies tu chaval, vete en cascos y de pam. Pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total. Inyección, Walter Adam, locura total. Ahógate, entre gritos, hazlo sin parar. No agobies tu chaval, vete en cascos y de pam. Pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total. Alterada, locura total. No lo dudes, nunca más, ves malas de chaval. No agobies tu chaval, métete en cascos, vive ya. Pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total. Pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total, pásate al negro total.
You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Screamers and Sinners and a track I've got no idea how to say. It's spelt Ahogate, but I'm sure it's Ahogate or something because that's a classic Spanish accent. They're from Alosate or something. They're from the Basque region of northern Spain. I'm calling it northern Spain. The Basque region would like to be an autonomous region, but anyway, I'm calling it northern Spain for now, and I hope they don't mind. That's some quite poppy psychobilly there, I think. Tony, what is Screamers and Sinners Bandcamp page?
Screamersandsinners.bandcamp.com.
You're taking a piss.
Mm.
Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 0. Do check them out. It's a great album. I know very little of them other than that was sent to me, I think, via Drunkabilly Records. I'm not absolutely sure. But great band anyway, as you just heard. Tony, I've got a feeling things are going to get a bit weird now.
I think they might.
Did you do anything last week?
Yes.
What did you do?
I played a gig on Saturday night.
Excellent.
With my band Alcohol and Pam and Desensitized in Mansfield.
Right, and it was really good, I guess.
It was superb. It was better than I could ever expected and dream and hope.
Brilliant. I'm so pleased for you. Well, I'm now at the Edinburgh Fringe, Tony.
Oh, are you? Is it nice up there?
I drove up last Wednesday via Newcastle, got there Thursday afternoon, and I've settled in nicely into the flat I'm in for the month, and everything's going well so far. But because we're so early into the Fringe, I'm not going to start telling you about what's happened at the shows. Yeah, I'll say that for next week. Sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
That sounds a good idea. I might remember something more next week about the gig as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, it might be incredible.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah. This would be a good opportunity to say hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
And hello to the Lilacs.
Hello, the Lilacs.
Two pubs in North Ants that I don't spend nearly enough time in, Tony, but we have got plans for them, or rather other people think we've got plans for them or suggest things for them that we never get around to.
Nope.
But we are going to, and I hope you guys are well, and big shout out to the North Ants Massive and the Burton Latimer and Isham Posse's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ent, Kent, Gent, shoulda, woulda, gonna. Right, shall we do one from the vaults?
Why not?
This is interesting, Tony. Like, do you remember a few years ago now, a band got in touch with us called Tuka Tukas, who were from Ile de la Réunion, which I hadn't until then heard of. But Ile de la Réunion is the furthest away part of Europe on Earth.
Hmm.
And you can use the euro there, even though it's in the Indian Ocean, with the waves of the Indian Ocean lapping against its wonderful shores. It's also got a brilliant punk scene.
It has,
it's part of France, basically. It's a département, France. And it's got a classic punk scene, and we ended up doing an Ile de la Réunion special, and even got invited out there by the mayor of Ile de la Réunion, but he said that we had to pay for our own flight, so we said, fuck it.
Nah, we didn't do that.
But I would like to go at some point. However, the band we're about to play aren't going anymore, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
They were around from 2010-2014, fronted by Penny, who I think had met us in Mansfield.
She was from Mansfield. Yeah, there was a Mansfield contingent. Mansfield.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit weird, isn't it? The band are called The Circle A. They are Réunion anarcho-punk, or were. I'd say I don't think they're still going, but they do have a Facebook page, Tony, which is?
Facebook.com/TheCircleA.
It's 5-0, Tony.
Wow.
It's 5-0. I know I said I wanted you to win this week. I didn't want you to smash me to smithereens. I didn't want you to make a mockery of the internet.
Wow.
But that's what you've done.
Sorry about that.
Well done so far. Half past show. You're winning 5-0. This is picking my nose. Listen to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Circle A, Pick of My Nose, from their album that came out. Now, that'll be around about 2013 or 14, the album came out. It seems like it wasn't that long ago that we were talking about the islands, but we obviously were.
We were. Mm. We certainly were.
Right. Have you got any gigs for us?
Yes.
In that case, it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Why the trepidation?
This one, actually, it might be a week too late, but I'm going to read it out anyway.
All right.
So, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much it is to watch them play. I've tried to keep it different venues. I haven't had any gigs this week from anyone, so I've looked up another gig that's relatively local. It's at the Hairy Dog in Derby.
Right.
It's a Derby Punks Presents night. Now, we have kind of had a love-hate relationship with Derby in the past, but we've embraced Derby.
We're more than happy with the music scene now.
We are.
It's only really the football scene that's a bit of a problem, a bit of an issue.
That's true. Well, that's coming up. So the next gig there is the 17th of August, Thursday night. So, who's playing? Hellbastard are playing.
Oh, are they supported by Panzer Bastard?
They are supported by Panzer Bastard, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of Bastard on that. I did notice that gig. There's a lot of Bastard on that gig.
It does seem Bastard heavy.
It is, yeah. Bastard heavy.
Alongside Truth Equals Treason and Sod's Law, but with that much Bastard, I had to include it on the show.
Yeah, but there's another band or two on as well, aren't there?
Yeah, it's the Truth Equals Treason and Sod's Law.
Yeah, right.
Hellbastard and Panzer Bastard are the main draws for that gig.
Yeah. Now, that's more metal-y, isn't it? Is that more metal-y?
Well, it's Derby Punk's night. It does sound quite metal.
Yeah. Maybe it's a punk-metal crossover, rather like one of the bands we played on last week's show, Tony.
There you go, might well be.
Who knows?
So there you go. That's all I have
to say. It's bound to be a cracking night anyway. If you can't, as much as anything else, it's worth, if you're in the area, it's worth you going to that gig just so someone can say to you, hey, what are you doing on a Thursday? So I'm going to go and see some bands. Oh, really? What are they called? Hell Bastard and Panzer Bastard. How about you? I'm washing my hair.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's brilliant. I'd love to tell people I was going to see Hell Bastard.
It's a Bastard double feature.
It's a Bastard double feature. Maybe I'll bring the logistics this week and you bring the jokes.
Hey.
How about that?
That's all right. Cool. That's all I have, though.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
No need for trepidation.
No.
Right then. So where are we now? I'm going to play another two songs in a row, time.
Okay.
Stay tuned for a band called The Plurals Is that we featured on the show recently and spoken about at some length. We'll be talking about them again after you've heard this. First up, though, a band called Playboy Man Baby, Tony. We're going all the way to Phoenix, Arizona now for a bit of garage punk.
Wow, cool.
This album's great. We played a few tracks off this. This one's a little bit slower than some of the others we played, but I think you'll like it. I do. What is Playboy Man Baby's website?
PlayboyManBaby.com.
It's Tony Six, Paulie B.
Wow.
Internet.
Wow.
This is off the sheet. It's off the sheet, Tony.
It's unhooked.
I've got a feeling I'm going to get the last two myself, but we'll see. Anyway, it is indeed. It's facebook.com / No, it's not. It's playboymanbaby.com. That's right. Shut up, Paul. This is Tony Six, Paul of the Internet Nil, and this is Cadillac Car.
I wanna go to work and tell my boss, but
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Pluralsies. Now, I can't say that they're my new favourite band from Las Vegas because there's so many that I like. Las Vegas got a brilliant punk scene which appears to be curated by Squid Hat Records, of which the Pluralsies are on. That was a track called Take Your Pants Off, which I don't think we've played before, but it did sound familiar.
Right.
Maybe I've just heard other people say it to me quite a lot down the years, Tony. Nice. Who knows? What is the Pluralsies Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ThePluralsies.
It's Tony 7, poorly be an internet nil. I'm embarrassed, Tony.
It's all right.
It's not all right. I hope you're doing something this week to make up for my grief.
I don't think I am. So was very busy last week, and I'm now bandless again. So I'm probably going to be crying into my coffee. We just chilling out this week. It's been a hectic couple of weeks. So. It's going to lay low for a week, I think.
I think in autumn, Tony, that we're going to start a band.
We have been threatening it.
I've been talking about it for several years. I haven't been in a position to do anything about it, but I was thinking about it the other day. And from autumn, I am going to have some time, particularly on the nights when you already rehearse on Tuesday nights. Mm. So I might be able to get together with you and run through a few things as an idea, and then we can assemble ourselves a band.
That's not a bad idea. I am
That's
free.
That's a very good idea, isn't it?
We haven't talked
with
about
no
it for a few
reason
years.
At all other than we can, and with no objective other than to probably play a gig at some point on the undercard for someone successful.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'll be up for that.
Well, I know you would be. It's whether I can bring myself to actually be in a band.
Ah, yes.
It's me that gets scared. I'm used to being by myself, aren't I? As soon as there's a band around me, I'm going, oh, Christ, I hope I don't mess up. I'm sure it'll be fine. I will be playing the one-string guitar.
It's fine.
That's not a euphemism. This week, Tony, I'm going to carry on with what I've been doing for almost the last week now, which is my two shows a day at the Edinburgh Fringe. So at 5:30 every day, I'm doing the Last Minute Comedy Club in the Barbados Complex in Room 1. It's a compilation show where I have three different acts on each day, and it's absolutely brilliant. Then at 7:30 in Waverley Bar, which is just off the Royal Mile on St Mary Street, I'm doing a show called Paulie and Mandy's Middle Half Crisis, where me and a brilliant comic called Mandy Knight basically get up and moan about young people and the such like and how the world was a better place when we were younger. And we have a guest every day doing pretty much the same thing.
Excellent.
They're both free entry shows. If you are under the age of 40 at the 1:30, you are expected to buy everyone over the age of 40 a drink.
Very nice.
It hasn't happened so far. Kids these days are tight. But anyway, they're my plans. And then I am mainly getting up to no good after that show finishes at 8:30 until the early hours of the morning most nights. But I'll give you a full roundup of all that next week.
Right, good idea.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
So now, I've just realised, Tony, here, something I hadn't realised before, that the last band we played with the Pluralsies was a track called Take Your Pants Off, and the next band we're playing are all the way from Belgium, and are called Adios Pantalones, which means goodbye trousers or goodbye
beautiful
pants. I know, I hadn't noticed until now.
Excellent.
This entire section is dedicated to the removal of underwear.
That's what I like.
Trash Garage Psychobilly, all the way from Belgium, Tony. Adios Pantalones. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/AdiosPantalones.
Facebook, I like the way you said it. Facebook.com/adios.pantalones.belgium, unfortunately. So I finally got one. Paulie B Internet 1, Tony 7. This song sounded really, really familiar as well. I hope we haven't played it before. Well, I don't mind if we have, but I don't know whether I just listened to it before or whether we played it on the show, but I tried to check and I couldn't find any evidence of us playing it before. Anyway, point is, it's brilliant. This is Whiskey Bar.
I was sitting there, and
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And that Spy Tones is indeed a brand new bed. Yes, a brand new bed. Yes, a brand new bed. And I hope you're enjoying it, but it is now in rotation, so I won't be mentioning that it's new anymore.
Good.
They are from the Spy Tones that you're hearing right now are we found via the Gnarly Wave Volume 2 compilation that I said I wouldn't mention anymore either, but I've ruined everything, Tony.
That's all right.
Have you got a twat?
No.
Right. Action needs to be taken.
It does. I know it's summer and people are very happy and on holiday, but there's got to be some twats around, so if you can email me a twat, I'd be much appreciated. I need the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is fairly simple. Takes you but a moment. Drop me an email to tony@punkradio.com. Please do so I can continue twatting the world.
I will have a muck twat for you next week.
Excellent.
Should we not have one?
Good.
All right.
So
what are you going to do instead, Tony? You were lost. You were waiting for my question, weren't you? What are you going to do instead, Tony?
So what I might do is revert to form and say, can you please also review us at iTunes? If you do have iTunes on your Apple device or your computer, do pop us a review. Go to punkradio.com, click the iTunes link. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us, 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. A few reviews do make a massive difference. If you haven't reviewed us before, please do so. Helps move up the featured rankings on iTunes, gets us more listeners, helps the bands, gives us nothing extra benefits, so you can do it without any problem. Do reviews though if you can, that'd be great.
Hey, if you were going to go to the Duke's Arms and the Lilacs, right?
Hmm.
What order would you do it in?
I would have to go Duke's Arms and then the Lilacs and possibly then back to the Duke's Arms.
Oh, right. You're just adding an extra option in. I don't believe that option was offered, but okay. Do you know what? That's not a bad idea. Meet up at the Duke's, get a cab over to the Lilacs, have a bit of fun there, and then head back to the Duke's for lasties, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I think I like that.
Excellent.
Let's do it in autumn with our new band, Tony.
Hey. Why not?
Should we play one last song?
Okay, yeah.
All right. So this band, well, I think we played a couple of tracks by them already. A band called Suicide Generation that basically only got going in London for a bit of a laugh and to cause a bit of bother. And then everybody liked them so much that they ended up getting signed to Dirty Water Records and bringing out an album.
Right, nice.
That's how rock and roll really happens. What is Suicide Generation's Bandcamp page?
Suicidegeneration.bandcamp.com.
Suicidegeneration666.bandcamp.com. It was looking like the whitewash. It was looking like I was going to have to take my pants off and run around the pool table, but I've got away with it.
Excellent.
40 Minutes 2, Tony 7, Evil Everywhere. We'll be right back. That was Suicide Generation, Evil Everywhere. Just before we go, Tony, something just occurred to me. There was an England cricketer called Robert Key, right? Okay. And there's also that bloke who used to be on Sky Sports, but then went to Talk Sport after he proved to be a bit of a sexist pig, for want of a better expression, called Richard Keys, right? If I was Robert Key or Richard Keys and I had a daughter, I would definitely call her Anna.
Nice.
I wonder if that's ever happened. I wonder if anyone with the surname Key has ever called their daughter Anna, which I just think would be inspirational. She would be forbidden from getting married unless she met a bloke called In the UK, whose surname was In the UK, and she went double barreled. Because then she could be Anna Key in the UK. That would be great, wouldn't it?
That would be beautiful.
It would. It wouldn't happen. No. Thanks very much for listening this week. I'll give you the full rundown on Edinburgh next week. Tony, can you just quickly mention the online stations that carry the show?
Yeah, we're on Padunk, Padunk Radio. That's PODUNKRadio.com. And we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's ANDRA.SE.
Two fabulous stations. You're a fabulous person. Thank you to all of our fabulous listeners. We'll catch up with you next week, I hope. So goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.